It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining us now is Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. Jack, this week a proposal to get rid of income tax in Michigan is one step closer to reality. The Republican-backed bill would phase out the state's income tax over a period of years. The bill made it out of committee on a party-line vote, in spite of Governor Snyder's concerns about the proposal. The bill supporters say they're making good on an old promise, and it would help Michigan families. Jack, do you see this one going all the way?
I don't think so. This really is sort of government by nursery school mentality. The Detroit News yesterday, which has never seen a tax cut it didn't like, sort of denounced this approach because they've got no mechanism in place for replacing any of the revenue. It would blow $1 billion-plus hole in the state general fund at a time we need to fix roads and bridges and schools. What definitely won't go through is the mad idea that they're going to reduce the income tax to nothing. But if they do pass the bill, taking it from 4.25 to 3.9% as is, I think the odds are very good that Governor Snyder will veto it.
Speaking of Republicans, State House Republicans this week rolled out their action plan for what they'd like to accomplish in the next 2 years. They want to work on lowering auto insurance costs, and they want to get a conversation going about school vouchers. They also want to close the teacher retirement system to new teachers, expand the Freedom of Information Act, and build up skilled trades in Michigan, among other things. Sounds like a pretty ambitious plan, Jack.
Yeah, I was hoping there was a pony for me in there somewhere, but it doesn't seem to be so far. They'll get some of this, and some of this they won't. There's a lot of apprehension about the auto insurance rates idea because Governor Snyder has tried a couple times to sneak something through that would drastically reduce compensation for victims of catastrophic auto accidents. A lot of Republicans even don't like that. Some of them want to expand the Freedom of Information Act, and some of them don't. But a lot of them, especially Senate Majority Leader Meekhoff, want to change the teacher pension program to a defined contribution one. The governor's got doubts about that, too. So we'll just have to watch it all this.
The State Board of Education wants Governor Snyder's school reform office to call off closing any schools this fall. The school reform office says before closing a school, it would first look at whether that would cause unreasonable hardship in the community. The Board of Ed voted 6-1 this week that no school should be closed because it's not clear what unreasonable hardship means. Meanwhile, several school districts, including Detroit, are looking at their legal options. It doesn't seem like there's going to be a resolution on this one anytime soon, Jack.
This is another classic example of ready, fire, aim. The governor and the state reform office have egg all over their faces. No schools are going to be closed this year. The tragedy is that many of the schools on the list are indeed dysfunctional schools, but they don't have a plan in place to replace them with anything. And you're going to, I think, have to address a much deeper issue, which is how do we educate students, especially in disadvantaged and impoverished districts?
Democrats in Lansing say they're going to introduce legislation to rectify the mess at the state's unemployment insurance agency. Of course, we're talking about the automated claim system that wrongly accused thousands of Michiganders of unemployment fraud, leading to garnished wages and tax returns, among other problems. Senate Majority Leader Jim Ananick says those people should get their money back with interest. He says the plan bills would also lower maximum wage garnishments and reduce penalties for fraud and overpayments. What do you think, Jack? A step in the right direction?
This is a total mess. This is a scandal to rival Flint, in my opinion. The Democrats, of course, are powerless except for, you know, powers of persuasion and alerting people to this. You have more than 20,000 people who were improperly charged with unemployment fraud. Wages were garnished. Some ran away. Some hid. These are by and large poor people without a lot of friends in high places, so they didn't get the attention another scandal might have done. But this is going to be with us for some time to come.
Lastly, the Michigan Department of Natural Resources says the black bear population in the Lower Peninsula is up 50% from the year 2000. The DNR says it's getting so many complaints about the bears from residents, the situation has become unmanageable. So the state is proposing a harvest of nearly 6,000 bears during this year's hunting season. Jack, if you've got a teddy bear picnic planned for next fall, you may want to come up with a contingency plan.
I was expecting you to say this was unbearable, Rebecca. But let's be honest, harvesting means shooting and killing. And shooting and killing 6,000 extra bears is an awful lot of bears for hunters to shoot. This is probably another case of man encroaching on their habitats and the bears eating out of dumpsters. And just like white-tailed deer, they become just about as prevalent the deer have anyway as mice. So again, this is a problem of us messing with Mother Nature, and we have to figure out a way of fixing it.
Well, Jack, it's hard to bear, isn't it?
Well, I would put on my leggings if you go out with your picnic basket this weekend, Rebecca.
Now that I would like to see. Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.